remember when the electricity came? When your father built this house, did you have the electricity?
Oh, no, not even water. Water from a well about 50 yards away there, down by the burn. Beautiful water it was too.
Not there anymore?
It's still there, but it was contaminated because when they built the when they built the workers' site here for the A9, it was, well, we never had a taste of it.
You wouldn't ride to risk it?
No, beautiful water.
So that had to be carried in?
Carried by the bucket.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then we found a source up by the railway there. When, at the end, of the, when the old man was cutting peats up there, so we dammed it off and built it. And it was eventually piped in here. But there wasn't much of a head, but it's, but there was water in the place, you know. Wasn't much forced, but it's... Before the, all these trees grew up, you know, there was who used to cut? Three or four different people used to cut peat between our moss there and Inverine, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think Joe McLeod used to cut peat there at one time. And the chap, what was his name again? It stayed opposite to Kate Kelly, Sunside. He cut peat there for...
Not Kelly, no.
He cut peat there for years and years and years. There's an old, old man.
Oh, you don't get peats any longer then.
My sister cuts them up there.
Does she?
She gets a posse of blokes out now and again and has them up there sweating away. And